Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com.
Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is January the 26th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. And, you know, in our entry, that entry is so powerful. If you really listen to it, towards the end, when it talks about a country's value will be determined in basically how many assets it has, not how many dollars it trades. What that really means is this: not how much debt it passes on to other people to service, not how much debt and destruction by way of economic destruction that it weighs. Is not giving worthless and getting priceless. That's what that statement really, really means. And that's so, so true. And we're going to cover some of that on today's show here on Tando Radio Show. And just want to thank you all for listening. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, the number has changed. Our new call-in number is area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. If you'd like to get in on a conversation at any time, give us a ring, and we will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up, and we're going to get into today's show. But before we get into today's show, just want you all to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And when you go there, you will see the donation prompt that you can hit to support this grassroots organization, because it was truly created for the people. It was not created for the mainstream sponsored propaganda. This is why you don't hear any major mainstream commercials, because there is no sponsorship that this network has accepted from the mainstream propaganda. It is fully invested by, it's fully funded by those that listen to the overall programs, those that have created the overall platform and the material that you hear. So in order for us to continue to go forward, we're definitely going to need the grassroots to be watered and nurtured by you, the overall people that benefit from this network. So please make your financial donations to the network, no matter how big or small. It's all greatly appreciated, and it all goes to supporting keeping Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by this network on air and continuously broadcasting Monday through Fridays and sometimes on the weekend. And this is an opportunity for us to continue going forward. So please make your donations. Also, you can support the network by going to Black Talk Radio Network social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is just that. It's a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities that you are accustomed to from the different platforms that are actually not beneficial to you, such as Fedbook, Facebook, tweeting, telling. Those overall platforms are actually crowdsourcing and crowdfunding their overall financial gains in using you as the generators of the funds that come to them. They don't share them with you, and they're able to get advertisement funding and payments because of your overall engagement in that network and your membership. This is why you think that it's free, and it's not. And here's why it's not free. Many of you have lost many opportunities based off of your Facebook profile. This is why they wanted to have a name. It's why you couldn't just be an icon. You couldn't just make up a pseudonym. You had to actually give you know why that was? Because they wanted, that was data mining and data harvesting. And so that's where many people have been adversely affected by that. And also your identity is sold to bidders. Won't be done here at BTR Community because it is a membership platform. And so when you become a member, your overall $24 a year is what keeps the overall platform available, functioning, and here. And that's what I suggest that we all do, because I don't engage in Facebook anymore. I basically just, if I do something, it's really one or two things. And that's about it. I'm only doing announcements in Fedbook. I'm not posting in Fedbook because regardless of how many people are there, it's now I see, and I never really wanted to get on to Fedbook. And the reason why I did get on to Fedbook because during RDP, some of the, different members had asked me to do it, and I said no, and they said it'd make it easier for them and everything else, and I went ahead and did a profile, and I really do regret doing that because I wasn't on, Fedbook for a lot of reasons, but made the sacrifice was able to put some good information out for people because it was convenient, but I don't want to sacrifice what is necessary for what is convenient. Won't be doing that anymore. So come on over to BTR Community. It's only $24 a year. And so that is a very, very beneficial platform. It actually assists the overall network and keeps the network on air and strong and creating content for you, the listening audience. Okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there. And then email info@prosperitymint.com. So someone could get in contact with you and actually give you and tell you, so someone can explain to you the overall purchasing process and the proper purchasing process that you should be engaging in. And there will be no other That's just what that contact is for. It's not going to be harvesting your email or your telephone number and send you out sales materials and things of that nature. No, but it's in your benefit. Very, very important that you do that. And because what you want to do is you want to transfer your currency into real money, which is going to be very, very critical going forward. So you can do that at prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in the inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com. Tell them Dave sent you. And that is where someone will definitely get in contact with you and explain to you the overall purchasing process and the proper way to purchase the real money by transferring your currency into real money. Okay. Also, if you would like to be a part of the crowdsourcing, and cryptocurrency of using cryptocurrency of Bitcoin to actually acquire Bitcoin below market price but redeem it for full market value, meaning you could trade it in for full market value and not pay the full price for it, then you could do that with us with Coins of Change. And all you have to do is send me an email at powerincrowdfunding.com, powerincrowdfunding.com. And if you want to engage in that, definitely worth your while. It does make contributions. It does work. Everyone just needs to participate in, and it does very, very well, and you can too. Okay? Also, what else was it? Okay. Hopefully this next week we will have, well, next week I will definitely have more information about the RDP, Real Deal Prepper Summit, that we're going to have in April. When in April, I'm not quite sure. But what I want to do is I actually have a seminar this weekend, and that seminar is going to be at one of the facilities. I want to what we want to do with the RDP summit. The first RDP summit is going to be about initially. It's going to be multifaceted, but what's definitely going to be on the agenda is firearm safety and firearms training. We want to actually give proper firearm safety measures for you, and to actually teach and train you how to effectively utilize the tool of a firearm, because there's so many reasons why you need to do that, and the significance of that is real. So we're going to be doing that in April. Hopefully, you're going to be done here in Dallas. What we plan on doing is actually renting out a firearms facility so that you can be trained in firearm safety by certified individuals. And the overall range, I don't want other people from outside of the organization to be there, so we'll rent out the whole place. And it is a very, very nice facility. I've been there myself. I want to wait to make sure that we have it before I tell you where it is and everything else. So definitely want to do that. So that is part of the classes that we'll have at the RDP Summit. It's going to be really focused around firearms training, because we really do need to get the women and the ladies of our community properly trained to be able to defend themselves with a firearm, and also to get the men and gentlemen properly trained and able to utilize a firearm for their overall defense in the proper way, because it's much, much more than what's been told about firearms. If you don't know how to properly use them, it is a tool that is unforgiving. But if you know how to and properly use a firearm, and everyone in your home is aware of the capabilities of a firearm and understand and have the proper firearms training and safety measures, then it would be much, much, we would have a better relationship with the overall firearm community in being able to protect yourself and utilizing those tools and the proper means and method that they were created. Yes, any and everything can be misused. Any and everything has been misused. So getting rid of that is not something that I think is in the people's best interest. And definitely for those that call on having different firearms removed, well, first give up all of theirs. And you won't see them do that, but they want you to give up yours. And there's a reason for all of that. So come on out to Dallas in April. We'll let you know. Also on the agenda will be preparedness training that we will be going through, and tactical training. Preparedness training and tactical training, home tactical training, neighborhood tactical training, which is very, very, very important. And I think that my overall goal is to establish where you can go back and satellite RDP in your community so that whenever some adversity happens, you can be the first responders before the so-called malevolent authorities arrive with their malevolent agenda. So want you and your family and your community to be as safe as possible and be able to rely on each other, especially for some, the things that are going to be happening in the very in our unfolding and will be happening in the near future. So that's going to be the RDP summit, and it's going to be in April, and we'll get you the overall pricing. I want to keep the pricing under $300 per person, and give you the full itinerary, and it will definitely be worth it. So come on down, regardless of where you are in the country or in the world. This can be a beneficial thing for you all, and then this is where you can really start to synchronize your overall response so that you can seize on opportunities, okay? So that is in the works, and we will have further, and I want to get everything pretty much done next week and have it all presented to you all, the price and what some of the things on the agenda, and the agenda can expand from there. So looking forward to that, and actually we'll be working on that this weekend. And my man Scotty says he has another announcement. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Greetings, Dave, and greetings to all the listeners.
What's up, brother?
Hey, I'm doing the best I can under these current conditions. Hey, just wanted to let everybody know that you can now get the podcast. Now, we'd rather you come to blacktalkradionetwork.com to listen to the podcast, but, you know, you may be traveling or something, and you're not able to access it, even though you can pull up the platform on a smartphone or any kind of device, as long as you got an internet connection. You know, you can visit blacktalkradionetwork.com. It will adapt. But some cars, well, a lot of cars are coming out Wi-Fi connected, and they have the TuneIn app built in. And these TuneIn apps also come pre-installed on phones. And so now you can not only just listen to the live stream and also when Auto DJ is on, but the digital radio stream, but now you can also listen to every podcast, because we now have a listing that pulls up on TuneIn that pulls up all the podcasts as well. So, you know, we're just increasing our distribution and doing everything we can to take the message of Black Talk Radio to the world. So that's new. It just got approved in the past 24 hours. And I wanted to let everybody know.
That's a big accomplishment, but definitely I would love for everyone to go to Black Talk Radio Network and download the podcast from there. But that is another tool and something that's, excuse me, another tool and option that we have for listening to Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And also another thing before we move into what's in the news, part of the proceeds that will be given to BTR community, excuse me, not BTR community, the Black Talk Radio Network are from the funds that are raised for the RDP Summit. And so we will be making a contribution to Black Talk Radio Network. And so that is something that we're definitely looking forward to doing going forward. So make sure that you're there, and we will give you that information Some of you have been contacting me about it. As soon as I know, it will be there. And if it's, hopefully it will go the way that we plan it. The facility is a first-rate facility. A first-rate facility in the country. And this is some of the things that I think that we need to really be doing. And then also from that, we can start to strategize and build a satellite program for when you go back home and to start to get other people and get them involved, and so that we can be the first responders to different crises or situations that adversely affect us in our community. And I'm going to tell you that spreads off into all forms of things, business and everything else. This is where you start. This is a great, great opportunity. We just have to put actions behind it to seize it. That's the only thing it needs, okay? Every seed needs to be firmly planted, and then it needs to have all of the other components for its germination and its support to do that. That's what our overall objective is, and hopefully you'll be a part of it. And for those, regardless, we're going to do it with the many, the few, or whomever is there. So looking forward to doing that. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. First article. In today's show is the topic of today's show, an abrupt currency alteration or replacement will bring the great impoverisher. Because I think there's going to be a very, well, it already has, but an abrupt currency alteration or replacement is in the future. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to be caught off guard or adversely affected. I want you to seize the opportunities of that. And what you do now is critical to ensure that that will happen, because it is unfolding as we speak. So, first article comes from antiwar.com. Ex-CIA official: South Korea has very strong concerns U.S. might attack North Korea. Now, real quickly, why are they saying that? Because they already are in, they are telling the world, hey, the U.S. is planning on doing this. Let me tell you why. Because they're not going to back the U.S. anymore. That overall relationship, in my opinion, is gone. There may be factions within that to induce a coup, because you know how conniving the U.S. government is. I'm pretty sure that that is the case. But the overall sentiment and the overall temperament is moving towards the unification of Korea. So definitely check out that article and what it means. Next one I posted, this was a YouTube video about disabled children in affluent country, in affluent neighborhoods, in affluent neighborhoods throughout the country, or in one particular region of the country, and I believe is New York City. The disabled children of the affluent families are getting, the state is giving them private schools, while the children of low-income individuals aren't giving anything at all. Only way that this stops, ladies and gentlemen, is one way. You create the environment to where you say no in a whisper, and you don't have to scream, march, picket, boycott at all. You whisper your overall intentions and your overall expectations, and the economy listens, because it has to. And the only way that that happens is when you control resources. Other people that control resources and they tell the economy what to do, why are you mad? We can't be getting mad at them. We're just not doing the overall fundamental, very easy things to do. We refuse to be our own beneficiaries. We refuse to be our own providers. We refuse to create our own. And that, in anything outside of that, is just an excuse, because it can be done. The overall desire and the energy and action put behind it is the only thing that prevents you from achieving it. Wow. Tired. Been talking too much. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, you said out of New York, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, people don't take this the wrong way, but if you do, my heart is with my community first, okay?
Yes.
Now, I understand that the United States oppresses people worldwide, and I understand a lot of immigrants come here from south of the so-called border because of the destabilization efforts, namely the drug war, creates a lot of violence in those countries, and they come here. So now you got, right now, the mainstream media, and they talking about some DACA, you know, the Dreamers and all of that. So the governor of New York just recently announced that he is setting up a college fund for Dreamers. Okay? Now, you ask me how many poor black children get to go to college for free, and I'll leave it at that.
Exactly, Scotty. Exactly. See, one of the things that this system does is it always will exploit people for their overall agenda. The thing is that we have to remove ourselves from that arena and create our own economic arena. And it's not as difficult as we think, but it does require us to have collective prudence in working with each other to do it. Not in vast majority. Let me tell you something. The masses of the people won't do it. They won't do it. It's going to take the few. Those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, those of you that listen to Black Talk Radio Network. Now it's just going to take some action. And let me tell you, you will definitely benefit from that, and your overall family will benefit from it, and those that you have yet not named in your family will benefit from it. We can't continue to go down the road that we've been going down before, because the only thing that it has brought is disenfranchisement and poverty and in subjugation and enslavement. That doesn't work. We must do something different. So in New York, the affluent families are given private schools for their disabled children, while the low income families are not. And who do you think the majority of those families are, and what demographic do you think that it specifically encapsulates? Our community absolutely always has been and will be until you and I do something individually and collectively about it. So the unification, not only Korea is important, if Korea understands the importance of unifying, that should be ours. And the thing about the unification within our community is that it has to happen with a few agreeing before the many will see the overall benefits from it. I'm not waiting on the people. I'm waiting on the few that we know, waiting on you, waiting on those that will come, whomever that may be, building from there, because that's where the start has to be. So check out that YouTube video. Next article I got from the Middle East Eye. Turkey calls on the U.S. to end support of pro-Kurdish forces or risk confrontation. Turkey calls on the U.S. to end support, else they're going to go to blows with the U.S. because they will engage in confrontation. This whole thing is about to get real confusing and real ugly as it brings in World War III that will quickly turn into GNW1, Global Nuclear War One. I would say global, let me rephrase that. GTNW, Global Tactical Nuclear War One, which will also encompass Global Nuclear War One as well. So believe I have a definitely see that tactical nukes will be the preferred weapon of delivery during the next military confrontation that is on a global scale with in a world war setting. So check out that. Next article comes from Active Post. Global crisis event. The weird keeps getting weirder. Hopefully we'll get to some of this article, which we will, because we definitely have to, and it's going to be one part of today's show. So check out that article. Next article. Excuse me one second. Next article that we have If you can hear my computer. Next article comes from Philly.com. Philly sues opiate drug makers over role in public health nightmare. And believe me, this is all a part of the plan. This is all intentional. This is all purposed. And it and there are reasons in fulfillment of objective of methods to obtain the overall objective that is set forth. This is extremely intentional. Check out that article, and it's only going to get worse. Check out that article. Next article I got from RT International, Russia Today. South Korea takes legal action against the United States over excessive tariffs. Well, here comes the setup, y'all. Not only will it be it's South Korea. See, this is critical. South Korea would never think about taking legal actions against the U.S. in the past. I don't think on the scope and in the depth of which they're going to be doing in the future. It's setting up precedents not only for South Korea, but all of the world, and that is what's being set up. But especially now, I'm not surprised, because this is going to be one of the galvanizing forces for the reunification of Korea, which has already taken place, and it's, I think it is going to be announced. And when it's announced, oh boy. Next article comes from the Middle East Eye. U.S. pushes for new sanctions after reports of chemical attacks in Syria. Here we go with that again. Check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Stars and Stripes. Henry Kissinger warns senators of systematic failure of world order. We'll take a look at some of that. I think we will today. Not quite sure. But check out that article that we posted there as well. Also from Anti-Media. Iran just proposed a path to peace in the Middle East, but will anyone listen? No, because the U.S. wants, and Israel wants to push, the Zionists wants to push the overall war agenda, and they're going to get their way, because they are committed to their executing their free will by actions. Well, they don't yell and scream and talk. They plan and initiate. Huge difference. So check out that article. Next article from Lying Like a Fox News, a.k.a. otherwise known as Fox News. Henry Kissinger calls for North Korea nukes, most immediate challenge to international peace. Kissinger calls North Korea nukes, most immediate challenge to international peace. Yeah, international peace on the scale and in the process. Scale and posture that was already created to where you would have the U.S. dollar hegemony and the U.S. hegemony over the world. But the overall system is going to make sure that it uses war and depopulation as a means to maintain control of their own, and to maintain the control that they have over resources, because you control countries with oil, you control the people of the world with the resources of the world. So check out that article. Next article comes from the Active Post. Americans buying gold. Oops, let me see this real quick. Americans buying gold and silver, still the biggest U.S. price advantage. Yes, very, very true. Here in the States, while you still can, there is an advantage to you buying or transferring your cash, your currency into real money of silver and gold. Here's what it is. You don't have to give as much of your currency up to acquire, but that will not be the case in the future. It will be almost virtually too expensive and almost virtually impossible if you don't strategically place yourself accordingly, okay? Because it's a resource that actually controls the economy. Next article comes from Russia Insider. RT, Russia Today. China unveils huge plan for Arctic with Polar Silk Road on the way. Check out that article. Next article from Professor's Confession. Education's departments are fraud. Check out that article. And the last article from RT. Syrian Kurds seek Damascus protection as Turkey Erdogan vows to return Afrin to owners. So that's the articles that are what's in the news. How much time we have? Oh, we got. Okay, cool. So we're going to go ahead and get started. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today, give us a call. And the number is 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. Once again, it's area code 704-802-5056. Scotty, I'm going to post, because I know you said that the audio sometimes, if you're there, if you're not there, I'll just play it myself. I want to post something from Ron Paul that it's a quick video to start the overall show. I want you to you all to hear this. Let me put this in here and give Scotty a chance to download it. So give him a chance. I meant to do it earlier, forgot. To let you know and post it. So I just posted it there, Scotty. If you would download that, if you could. If not, don't worry about it. I can play it.
No,
here,
I got it, Dave. I'm here. I'm here. I'm just waiting on it to load up. Hold up.
Yep. So once we do that, we're going to jump into today's show. And let me just give you the premise. I really do want to point out some of the events and trends that are happening so that you will not be as adversely affected by these trends and these adversities. This is why we do what's in the news. This is why we do the show. And today's show is really about the abrupt currency alteration or replacement. What I mean by abrupt alteration, alteration is where it will totally change, where it will no longer have the purchasing power that it has because it will not have the overall global demand, or it will not have the global confidence. And since no one has confidence in it, it's not that no one will have confidence in it. What is really happening is this. Everyone will be rejecting it. They will be rejecting it for their currency that will be strengthened by assets in other countries' currencies that will be strengthened by assets. The U.S. will not have the assets to back their currency, even though the U.S. does have assets, but all of it is going to be claimed in receivership because it will default on all of its obligations. It will not be able to service its debt, so its assets will be collateralized, meaning your dollar is done, or it will be completely replaced. Currency can very easily be replaced. One of the things I love about real money is that because of its intrinsic value, you can't just replace it. Some you can substitute other, but the most perfect form of money can't be replaced, that being silver. It can be hidden from the people. It can be manipulated so that people won't know, but really it's basically they can keep it a secret. It's the best way they will keep the general population naive and ignorant to its qualities, its properties, its abilities, and all of the benefits that comes with you actually controlling or being in possession of it. They don't want you to have the allodial title of it. And because of that, as things continue to go awry, they will always have a slave on the plantation. See, when you control and you have resources and you have assets and you have real money, there is no plantation that you work at for or with unless you choose to create it. But there is no one that tells you you have no boss. You have no boss. So these are some of the things that we need to be made aware of and then start to make striking measures to obtain it and to participate in it, function and prosper in. And then also the replacement of currency here in the States, which is definitely going to happen. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, They will actually replace. I could actually see a scenario in situations where there's a replacement. And it's very easy to do because all they will do is just print up new forms of currency and say there's a new form of currency that's backed by assets. In order for you to acquire that asset, then you have to take the currency that you have right now and exchange it for the new currency. But see, you'll have $1, and they will say that that only equals 1 penny in the new currency. 1 cent, 5 cents. So it doesn't matter how many dollars you have, you'll never be able to catch up. Or they may say that it will be at a 10,000 or 100,000 to 1 ratio, meaning you have to have $100,000 in the old currency to be able to transfer it into one currency note. These are all things that have been done before, and I don't know why that it's, well, I know it's been done before, and because it worked so well before, they're lazy. They're going to go back to what has worked before, because even though they're lazy and they put the people to sleep. So this is going to have real, real detrimental effects. I'm not quite sure. Scotty, if you are ready, we can start the show with this video. And this one is China's
Hello, everybody.
Attack
Thank you
on
for
the
tuning
dollar.
In to the
what
Liberty
does it
Report.
Mean?
With me today is Chris Rossini as co-host. Chris, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Dr. Paul.
Well, very good. I want to talk a little bit about monetary policy. The Chinese were in the news this week. There was an article out there where they were threatening, we're not going to be buying as many treasuries. We might even sell some treasuries, which stirred up the markets. It pushed interest rates up, and then later on we saw an article that said, well, maybe they're not quite ready to do it. Anyway, that's a potential. They've talked about that for years, and the Chinese are not completely happy with our monetary policy, our system, and the dollar reserve standard, and they have threatened to promote their own. And at the beginning of this year, and it's ongoing now, they have a futures contract that's backed by gold and oil, which is very, very important, because if it catches hold, that will be a challenge to the dollar. It will cause the dollar to go down and interest rates to go up. So we're looking at a situation now where interest rates have moved up. I like to watch, the 10-year bond yields, and it looks like the bottom of those yields are the top price for the 10-year, because the price is high when the interest rates are low. It was in July of 2016, and the rates were actually below 1.4%, and now they're 2.5%. So that's a significant move, and that's, not 2 years yet. So something is moving the interest rates. They quit the QEs, which would act to keep the interest rates down by us buying everything and making sure that there's nobody to push the rates up. So it looks like the market may be raising interest rates. China may be threatening to do some things that would raise interest rate. It's unknown about the Fed. They claim that they're going to shrink their balance sheet by $50 billion a month. In the old days, that used to be a lot, but when you have $4.5 trillion on the balance sheet, that's pretty slow. That puts a little bit of pressure on interest rates. And why I want to bring this up, Chris, is the fact that interest rates are pretty darn important. It's a shame that they've destroyed it as an economic indicator for the free market, because interest rates should tell people what to do with savings and investment. But right now, I'm sure you're well aware of, Chris, is when the interest rates start creeping up, boy, if they ever go up a full percentage point or something, which is very possible, what's that going to do to our national debt? I think it's a big threat to our financial system.
Yes, interest rates should be set by the marketplace, not by central planners. Interest rates are prices. And prices are supposed to be accurate. They're supposed to tell us the truth about the supply and demand of a situation so that you can make good decisions. And in the case of interest rates, they're supposed to give us an accurate picture of savings that have been put aside that won't be spent, that can be invested. Well, with the Federal Reserve, it's all falsified. It's all fake, and they keep the rates artificially low. People make investments that should never be made, and we've been through this so many times just in the last decade with the stock market, with the housing market. And as you mentioned, once the rates go up, all the bad investments are exposed on a massive scale.
All right.
So, and we're in for that, Dr. Paul, once again.
Yes, and I think it's fascinating to watch what the expectations are when interest rates go up, because it has been said for years that the gold is going to be under attack as soon as the interest rates go up, because gold, of course, doesn't pay interest, and therefore if the dollar's starting to pay more interest, people will not buy gold, but they will buy dollars, stay in dollars. But here, with this emphasis on what looks like an increase in interest rates, gold's been doing quite well. And I remember very clearly what happened in the 1970s. Interest rates went as high as 21%, and that was when there was a big bear market or bull market in gold, with gold reacting to the breakdown of the Bretton Woods, gold going from $35 an ounce up to $800. So this whole idea that rising interest rates will be damaging to gold is not necessarily true. I think interest rates and what's going on and the threat by China and Russia and some other countries about our dollar, it will knock the dollar down. But the dollar might go down for more natural market reasons, and the dollar has gone down. This past year, it's down over 10%, and it's probably going to go down another 10% this year. And then that, of course, is going to increase prices of a lot of things. It will increase prices of imported goods. It's going to import. It'll increase prices of things that are internationally, based on the dollar. Gold, for instance, it's in dollar terms, it's going to go up, and gold has been doing pretty well. Same way with oil. Oil, I think, went down below $30 for a short period of time. It's up to $64 now, so it's moving along. And it all may represent this whole idea that there's talk about alternative currencies. There's talk about people buying less of our treasury bills. And then on top of that, the Fed is talking about selling off some of their balance sheet. Because they went from $800 billion up to $4.5 trillion, and now they own mortgage securities and treasuries. They will have to eventually get rid of these, but they can't do that without raising interest rates. So they're hanging in the balance. And this is part of my argument that the consequence of this quantitative easing, this massive inflation, is still with us. People say, what are you talking about? There's no inflation. The Fed says they've been working hard to get prices to go up 2%. Well, if you look at inflation as a monetary event, I think you would agree, Chris, that there's probably plenty of inflation around.
Oh, absolutely. I know from my own bills, they never seem to go down, that's for sure. But with regards to, as our central planners bumble things over in China, I hate to say it as an American, but they're doing the smart stuff. They've been accumulating gold. They're our major creditor. They manufacture everything. And probably most importantly, they're not conquering the world, bankrupting themselves militarily. And this reminds me of what America did prior to the World Wars, which they should have never been involved in, but they were. But they let the Europeans knock themselves out militarily, and here came America with all the gold, all the credit. We were the major manufacturer, and Europe has never recovered since then. So the Chinese are just sitting there biding their time as we go in the wrong direction, unfortunately.
Yeah, and one of the principles of inflating a currency and lower than market interest rates is that you can't predict where that money is going to go. And that's why, the CPI is going up faster than they'll admit. But it still isn't going up like it was in the 70s, and it reassures people and reassures the Fed, don't worry about it, there's no inflation. But I think there's plenty of inflation in the stock market. The stocks are very, very high, and they don't seem like it's ever going to quit, but it will quit because it's probably overinvested and it's a malinvestment. And the bond's the same way, and that looks like it's cracking. The fact that the price of a bond probably peaked out, in 2016 when it was lower than 1.4%. And long term, somebody's going to look back and when did this finally occur? Because it was a big event in probably 1979 when the inflation had gone on for 30 years or so and it peaked out at 21%, and then we've been in this bull market for bonds, which meant the interest rates were going down, and I think we're turning a point here, and it will be significant. So there'll be a lot of market factors. There'll be people who will say, well, the momentum is in the other direction, and there'll just be investors and they're going to start selling bonds, and then all these other things that we've mentioned, whether the other countries sort of give up on the dollar. But we still have the attack on the dollar, which is the thing that I watch and have been concerned about. And there are other factors on the dollar. For instance, if you print too many of them, why do you do it? Well, we have to pay our bills and we have a lot of debt. It doesn't look like this so-called conservative administration is all of a sudden going to be spending less money, you know, whether it's overseas or whether it's domestic spending or whether it's to cover the interest payment for the national debt. So the debt is going to go up. So it's all mixed in, and therefore the pressure on for the Fed to continue to create the money supply is dampened their enthusiasm for shrinking, you know, their balance sheet. I don't think the plans several years out on how they're going to shrink the balance sheet, I think that it's going to be interfered with. I think economic factors are going to say, hey, this isn't going well. The last thing we need to be doing is something that looks deliberately like we're raising interest rate. So there's a lot of factors worked in here. And I think it's safe to say that we can relate this back to a philosophy of big government, which has been financed by a lucky deal for us of issuing the reserve currency of the world, and we get to print the money. So I think big events are about to occur.
Yeah, and Dr. Paul, I'd like to close with a little statement on the Fed, because they really enable all of this, the wars, the welfare, and all the booms and busts that we go through. They create them on a massive scale. Now, obviously, we want market rates, but that's not going to create a utopia. There's going to be plenty of bad investments, but they'll happen on a localized scale. Right now, it happens on a massive scale. The whole economy is affected by these wild swings that should not occur. So there will always have bad investments by entrepreneurs, but they won't affect everyone the way that they do now. And each time that there's a bust, the Fed and the government move in and give themselves even more authority. So it's a vicious cycle, and we have to get out of it someday.
Yeah, and I think we will, but not gracefully. I think there's enough information out there by Austrian free market economists to explain what it is, and you could gradually work your way out. But the odds of that are nil, from my experience in Washington. They're not going to respond, you know, with any common sense. So it's going to continue, and it's going to end badly. And I think it's going to be, climatic, like I've talked about. It's not going to be gradual and smooth. It's going to be the end of a system that's been around basically for 100 years when it comes to Keynesian economics that literally teaches spending is okay, that is necessary, that's where economic growth comes from, borrowing money is okay, and if you don't have enough lenders, we'll print the money. It goes on and on that you can have a foreign policy of interventionism. If you want to finance, you know, an empire, that'll be okay too. If you want to get more votes by promising all this free stuff and socialism is our answer. All that, I think, is going to come to an end. So what's really up for debate is what is it going to be replaced with? And that's where I'm optimistic. I think there's knowledge now about the importance of the monetary system and that the role of government has to change. And I think an event is coming along every bit as significant as what the founders had to face. You know, they had to decide what should the role of government be. Unfortunately, we drifted a long way from that in the last 100 years, certainly. So, but I think the events will be there. And I think with the help of the internet and understanding and the need for something, that we will come out of this, but not without a lot of pain for a lot of people, because we have to pay for the mistakes. And the longer we paper it over and just say, well, spend more money and borrow more money, it may work, but it's sort of like giving drugs to a drug addict. It doesn't work on the long run. So what we as a nation must do, we have to look at it and say, hey, folks, and look, what we want is to live in a free society. We want to be able to keep what we earn. We want to have a voluntary society. We want to have honest money, and we have to restore an American dream, mainly by restoring American liberty. That would be the way I would restore an American dream. But Chris, I want to thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks very much, Dr. Paul.
And I want to thank our audience for joining us today. And please...
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Just before we went into the commercial break, that was Ron Paul, the former congressperson, and played that for a very specific reason, because it was some things that you wanted you to hear and wanted to lay out. And I do definitely agree, not with everything that Ron Paul says, but in premise, yes. In scope, yes, definitely, because some of the things are true. But and there are going to be some major events. I don't think it's just going to be one event, but it's going to be many, many, multiple major events. And these major events are going to be either a disaster or a opportunity. The one gentleman said that things are going to change. There's going to be some investments, some bad investments and everything else. But also there's going to be some great investments. And this is what I'm doing, is I want to put on the side of seizing the opportunities. And what that means is that not saying with this individual, when this economy explodes and implodes, there are going to be very viable, good businesses that will be in, still have the overall good business, the overall importance and critical factor to the economy, but the overall owners of the business will not be in a position to maintain that business because they didn't prepare. And that's going to cause an opportunity to be had for those of you. And this is some of the things that we'll be talking about and presenting to you all at the RDP Summit. And we have to seize on those. But you have to position yourself, because if you won't position yourself, you'll be just like the overall business owners that didn't prepare for what's coming, and you won't be able to seize on those opportunities. What will happen is that you will be responding from the crisis as a victim of it. And that's not what I definitely want to do. So we'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions about that. You could give us a call at area code 704-802-5056. So one of the things, Scotty had posted here, but Scotty's there. Scotty, did you want to chime in?
No, you can go ahead and read that, Dave.
Okay. Yeah, Scotty has said this. If the U.S. Inc. Treasury sold China the Treasury bonds to fund their wars, but it wasn't only their wars, it was actually their debt. They sold them those bonds to be able to service their debt and to keep them going. And to allow them to main financially solvent to maintain their overall dollar hegemony. And it was really a smart move, what China really did. Then it is incorrect, in my opinion, to call it China attacking the U.S. Very, very true. When the bonds are theirs to sell, the U.S. Inc. then should not have sold all those bonds to a country so you can transfer currency to the war profiteer. Yes, exactly. That is definitely it. And one of the things was that China was wise on this whole thing. What China did was this, is they realized that how do you defeat this overall this dollar hegemony is very easy. And how do you replace them? Very easily. You give them the drug that they are overdosing on. And this is why China did purposely buy the debt. And then what they did was they didn't buy the debt to save in it. Most people get cash and they save in it and they think that they're rich. Maybe rich, but you have no wealth at all. And at the time when the bell tolls to let you know that that is, you better not be holding all of those pieces of paper, because then that's all they will be. So here's what, in my opinion, what China did. It was one of the wisest things to do. And what Russia did was one of the wisest things to do. What Russia did was that they allowed the Soviet Union to collapse. But it was a strategical move by the Russians, because they can unwind the Soviet Union and maintain Russia. But when the U.S. goes, because now the empire has fallen, it will be totally disassembled. And its overall remnants of it will dissipate, because all of the untied states of America will be claimed by other nations. Except for those that prepare. Those that prepare the way you should be preparing, and those that are preparing the way that the orchestrators are, through assets. There are certain states in the so-called union that will not be as adversely impacted by the overall economic collapse and by the war, by losing the war. World War III, Global Nuclear War I, that will be lost by the U.S. And then the overall reparations that will have to be paid for that. There are certain states that will actually succeed. There are not only allies that will turn their back on the feds, it will also be the states, because self-preservation is the first law of nature. And those states, there are particular states that will succeed from the, and the U.S. will not have the wherewithal to keep them in place. It will not have the legal standing or the legal recourse to say no. Because when those states do it, they're going to do it through treaties and alliances with the other countries. Whew, boy. And the opportunity that will be the opportunity that will actually will come about from that, and the services that will be able to be obtained from that, and the paradigm shift that will happen from that, is going to be extremely beneficial and prosperous for those that prepare. You never prepare for a disaster. You never prepare for a problem when the sun is shining. You never prepare for a problem once the problem has arrived. You prepare for all adversity when the sun is shining. And you prepare for things going awry when no one else notices it. Because when everyone else starts to notice it, what do you have? You have a mad rush for the door. You have Black Friday mentality that takes over. So in this scenario, what China did, I thought was so brilliant, was that they fed the U.S. its own addiction. It allowed it, and Russia allowed it, And I think it was a coordinated effort. They allowed the U.S. to be the only superpower. And in being the only superpower, what do you think by being the only superpower? You would think that the world is yours. There is no one there to do what? To tell you no. And I think that's one of the reasons why Libya happened, because Russia and China said this was our overall plan. We didn't know which country it was. We knew which countries that they were going to attack, but how they would do and how it would actually play out, you have to wait and see. But let them think they won. And because of that, the U.S. was the only superpower, and that overall position has called for the total fall of the empire and the dissolving of the state. Because it became extremely arrogant, which it already was. Extremely aggressive. And it bullied the whole world into position that it wanted them to be. Now, by doing that, what did they do? They had no counterbalance. So the whole world despised them. And what did they do? They started to develop economic zones that were going to be challenging and taking down that overall dollar hegemony. And it worked to the T. Here's what happened. It worked to a T for a reason. Because when China was buying the debt, they were taking the U.S. debt and transferring it into an asset. They weren't saving in it. Their overall response, what do you think, we're stupid? We're going to take this debt instrument and save in it and give you a credit card, and we're going to pay the overall bill for your overall consumption and consumerism. Consumerism, do you think we're stupid? No, we got other plans. What are we going to do? We're going to buy your treasuries. And then we're going to use those treasuries to acquire assets and buy assets. And all of the asset prices will be very, very low. So we'll be entering the market for real profitability, because we're entering when the assets is low, and then we'll be able to accumulate and acquire them. And today's show is going to show you how they've been doing that, and where you've been, where the overall, I will say, you've been had. We've been had because we've always thought, and we've always been taught, to, man, build your bank account. Build your dollars. Not really looking at what it, by doing, building that, what was that really looking like? It was looking like nothing more than narcissistic consumption in a selfie state of the world. Consuming everything and saving nothing of value. If you had to run out of your house, what asset outside of your family and people that you would have to grab if you had to leave in a hurry? I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, it won't have any intrinsic value. It will be something that's consumer-based. Why? I've seen it happen all the time. You've seen it happen too. People run out, and this is the catch. Oh, I had to get my favorite this or that. It has emotional, sentimental value to who? Only to you. But what's his true intrinsic value? That the great creator created it for a reason, for sustainability. We don't grab that type of stuff, because 9 times out of 10, we don't have that type of stuff in our possession. China do. Russia do. That was their plan. And I'm telling you, to see the fruition of their overall asymmetrical approach or their hidden approach to winning a war without firing a shot. That's how you do it. So they took all of the U.S. debt and then they transferred it immediately into money. So what does that do for the U.S.? It needs another fix. It needs to continue. It needs to continue. Then you tell the U.S. we're not going to buy it anymore. And guess what? Not only are we not going to buy it anymore, now we're going to sell it on the market at the appropriate time. When are they going to sell it on the market at the appropriate time? When the U.S. is at its economic weakest point, which it is now. Hit the sell button. This is why I read to you two Fridays ago on Financial Friday where Germany said, oh, we've been buying and we dropped the dollar a while ago. Why? Because it's already too late. And what did they do? China and Russia called up other countries and says, hey, this is what we're doing. You might want to be in on this, else you're going to get caught holding the bag. Let me let you in on a little secret. We have this collective prudence campaign known as the BRIC Nation, where we're coming collectively together as a nation of asset holders, and we're going to create economic zones of prosperity based in assets, not in debt, because that's where we're going to move the economy to. And how we're going to move the economy to it? Very simply. We're going to acquire debt from the U.S. because it costs us nothing. And we're going to create so much debt in the world that we're going to have everybody choking on the debt. Then we're going to come back as a consortium of nations and say, we don't accept that anymore. What is that going to do to everyone's? That is going to cause them to lose the energy of their labor. That means that everything you work for has no value at all. Give you a clue. What if for some reason you had a hard economic time? For some reason. Okay? And you had to liquidate stuff right away. What would have real value that you could liquidate? Look around. If you don't have any money, and when I say money, I'm not talking about the cash that you have. From all the stuff that we acquire, we should never acquire stuff until we first control money. Because in dire straits, it's the money that gets you through. And this is a hard thing that we have to learn. I had to learn it. You have to learn it. We have to learn it. Then we have to live by it and put actions behind it. And if we do, then we will do just like China and Russia have an asymmetrical approach to protecting ourselves from bull stuff. From people in the system taking our overall energy and giving us nothing in return of value. This is real. This is why our summit is going to be so important, to properly engage in things, so that when these events do happen and there will be malinvestment, but you won't be those that will be in that position. You will actually be the market makers and controlling the market, because you will bring into the market the assets that can go up for auction, can go up for investment. And I'll tell you how that works, how that could work in April. It's not for the masses. Because with the masses comes more of the mental anguish and instability and the burdens of the past and the burdens of the future and the burdens of now. It comes to close minds. And that is something that we definitely want to prevent from happening. We want to have a clear, decisive agenda that has been structured and agreed upon so that we can have the methods to our objectives. And it be done. And it will be done. A couple of things that I want to give you to read to you real quickly that give light to this and why this is so important. Hopefully this, I need this too. Okay, so earlier this week, there was an article, very, very important article. And it says, Mnuchin says weaker dollar, and I posted this on Monday. If I could get it to stop real quickly, so I can actually, 1 second. And this was the celebrity figurehead, Secretary of Treasury at Davos, where the celebrity figurehead Trump spoke today as well. Here's what's so critical. I want you to really think about, read between the lines here. Here's what was said. Trump's team at Davos back weaker dollar, sharpens trade war talk. Trade war leads to shooting wars. This is why South Korea is now trying to seek legal actions against you. And then guess what? When you can't get that legal actions, what do you got to do? Now you have to say, hey, we're going to take from you because you've lost. And then now what does that mean? That's war. And South Korea, the only way South Korea goes to war with the United States is how, ladies and gentlemen, with the unification with North Korea and South Korea, and then boom. There you have it. Listen, here it goes. Obviously, this is one of the side things. Obviously, the currency slide benefits growth, Mnuchin said. I call it Mnuchin. And see, that's a Keynesian mentality. That's why there is no hope at all for what they've been paying you with and the deception and the deceit that they've been paying you with that overall secret society note that they give you as a medium of exchange known as dollars. Also, Wilbert Ross said, and he is, I forgot what position that he has, it'll come to me, I think it's commerce or something, I can't remember. He says this, trade wars are fought every day. Let's listen to what was really said here before we go to the commercial break. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Celebrity figurehead President Trump's top economic advisor set the stage for the rollout of his America's First Manifesto on the world stage, which he gave today. A day before Trump's scheduled arrival at the Swiss ski resort at Davos for the World Economic Forum annual meeting, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin endorsed a dollar decline as a benefit to the American economy. And Commerce Secretary Wilbert Ross, that's who Wilbert Ross he does commentary, I thought that was it, said the United States would fight harder to protect its exports. See, the U.S. is now trying to enter in this currency war from a position of disadvantage. How are you going to have a currency war when, I'll tell you in a minute. Let me read this. Got to do it. Obviously, a weaker dollar is good for us as it relates to trade and opportunity. This is what Mnuchin told reporters in Davos, which is absolutely wrong for you. It may appear that it is, but it's a poison pill. Because what it does is it gets you to consume more and save even less. The currency short-term value is not a concern of ours at all, he said. Long-term, the strength of the dollar is a reflection of the strength of the U.S. economy and the facts that it is and will continue to be the primary currency in terms of reserve currency, he says. Where you been? And I bet he, what? See, that works for people here. That don't work on the rest of the people of the world. The U.S. is already no longer the reserve currency of the world. It's no longer the petrol standard of the world. All of the agreements and deals are all coming in to where they are not including the dollar anymore. This is a statement of war. Because the only way the U.S. could ever be the reserve currency and petrodollar now is that it has to win a world war. It has to win World War III, Global Nuclear War I, or Global Tactical Nuclear War I. And it can't do it. It's too broke. It's too ineffective, non-essential. And it has worn out its military and all of its equipment. It has exhausted its resource of young, the pool of talent of young people by so many different ways. Article continues. The greenback extending its 2018 slide after Mnuchin spoke. See, it's been sliding, and so he's got to say these things to set everything up, but it's not going to work. Here it goes. It is now at its lowest in 3 years as measured by the Bloomberg Dollar Index. Investors have sold the currency in part because of concerns over Trump's protectionism push highlighted by this week's slaps on tariffs on solar panels and washing machines. That's on North Korea. Solar panels on China. Protectionism is against the world. That means that America First policy, that America First policy means that y'all are going to continue to pay for our debt. You're going to continue to buy our treasury notes and be able for our dollar to have the overall hegemony that it's had before. And the rest of the world says, nah, that's what you say, but that's not what we're going to do. The article continues. While Mnuchin blasted echoes Trump's administration doubts over a strong currency, it marked a confrontation with the Davos global elite with the global elite in Davos over the America's First agenda. Ross, speaking alongside Mnuchin, and it's Mnuchin, but I call him Mnuchin, said, listen to what he says, more measures at defending U.S. commerce are in the offering. You hear that? More measures at defending U.S. commerce are in the offering. Another war statement. Trade wars are fought every single day, he said. So a trade war has been in place for quite a little while. The difference is the U.S. troops are now coming to the rampart. Did you hear what he said? One more time. This is the Commerce Secretary. Trade wars are fought every single day, he said, Ross. So a trade war has been in place for quite a little while. The difference is the U.S. troops, the United States troops, are now coming to the rampart. Remember what he said a sentence earlier? There are more measures at defending U.S. commerce are in the offering. Just told you what the plan is. The U.S. will engage in military confrontation in order to defend or to try to regain what has been lost, because it cannot maintain as a vibrant state without it. So all of the countries that have come off the petrodollar standards, they're going to tell them you're coming on the petrodollar standards starting tomorrow. And if you don't do it, you remember what happened to Saddam Hussein. You know what they said? You know what they're going to respond to? That was Saddam. We're not Saddam. We're not Gaddafi. We're not Chavez.
Hey, Dave, you on the board?
I'm not on the board. No, I didn't see the caller that's in queue. So what I want to do is, I don't like to keep our callers waiting. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break as my man Roz. Roz, hold on 1 second. We'll come right to you right after this commercial break. So listen, everyone, when we come back, we're going to finish this, and we're going to open up the phone lines. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Thank you, Scotty, for reminding me. I was not on the board. The number is 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We got a caller in queue. It's my man, Roz. Roz, what say you, brother?
Keith, you had a couple of things. One thing I wanted to ask about, too, but first, I just wanted to say what you were just talking about before the break in regards to America going to war to revamp its economy. It takes me right back. I've talked about this documentary, The Money Masters. If you want to understand the New York, the American global hegemony and what has brought them to war, is all about that greenback. And that documentary elucidates it in a way that is just incredible. And this just says to me again, because if you look at China, China is now what America was in World War II, as far as the being the world's biggest manufacturer, all of the stuff that they are doing, they started a very long time ago, and they really had that goal plan in play from a while back, and it's just amazing to see
right.
it unfold. And like, China's just really doing some things, and the Koreas that I hope Black people are paying attention to. One of the things I wanted to bring up, there was an article I posted in your thread today. I think you missed all the ones I posted, but this one is very
interesting.
You know
what, Rod? Hold on, they weren't actually there. I needed to, because I didn't see, and I was wondering, I said, man, it doesn't make sense because Roz didn't post anything here. You know, it's usually Friday, you do. But I didn't see those. And it may be because I used the same one as I did from earlier this morning. I didn't refresh it. But I will definitely put those out on Monday. But go ahead, Roz.
Now, I just find this very telling, this particular article, and I'm just going to read the title and the blurb, and I think you should be able to really get it as well as the listeners. It says, and just listen to the verbiage of what they say, and then I'm going to speak on it. So this is it. It's from anti-media, the anti-media.org. Peace breaks out in Korea as North calls for peaceful reunification with the South. In the latest sign that tensions may be easing between the North and South on the Korean Peninsula on Thursday, Pyongyang's state media issued a rare declaration that Koreans on both sides of the demilitarized zone should work towards a breakthrough in unification. Now, the interesting part is in the very first sentence, peace breaks out in Korea. They're speaking of the Koreans.
Right. Not North or South. Right.
Yep, exactly. Right. And I'm just like, man, this is just saying quite a bit. And what it's saying to me that black people should be paying attention to is that for all of the diabolical white supremacist machinations that the United States has facilitated, created, and maintained in the Koreas, they finally have come to an agreement that they understand who the problem is, and they're unifying around removing that third party entity from being a problem to bringing them together. Now, black people tend to see each other as the problem and not the system. They see the system and they're actively doing something about it right now, which is what says to me that Kim Jong-un better really look out that he might not get some cyanide in his tea or some nicotine, because a lot of people don't know that the CIA uses nicotine to kill people, to poison them. But if black people just pay attention to that, the fact that in one year of Trump managing the affairs of the Corporation of the United States, he has resurrected a unification agenda between the North and South that is unprecedented. And for all that we've gone through on this particular continent for the last 500 years, we can't get each other to agree on supporting Black Talk Radio Network. I think that we really need to pay serious attention to what's happening with the Koreas, because it's a blueprint for the way that we should be thinking, not just here, but globally. And if we can start to focus on the problem, like Neely Fuller, like Dr. Wilson, like Dr. Marimba Ani and all of our esteemed ancestors and elders have talked about for so many decades, we can rally around that. Now, do North and South Korea agree on everything? Hell no. What they do agree on is we have one major problem, and that problem has stymied our ability to unify. Let's unify around the cause of our problem. If black people could unify around the cause of our problem, Scotty would not have an issue being able to maintain all of the media platforms that he's built for us. And I immensely thank you so much, Scotty, for that. And I just think it's a lot that we should be paying attention to in regards to that, because it's a very, very powerful public statement that they're making together. And I love it. The second thing, I posted one from the street that says, this doomsday clock for the bull market should terrify you. I just want to read a section and just have you speak to it before I get to the other things I wanted to talk about. So it says here, the title is "This Doomsday Clock for the Bull Market Should Terrify You." Death to the bull market real soon suggested one investment bank's quasi-doomsday clock. Bank of America's bull and bear indicator, a proprietary measure of market sentiment, is flashing its highest sell rating on the S&P 500 since March 2013. The firm's equity strategists see a pullback in the S&P 500 in February or March as quote unquote very likely. To be sure, the indicator is nothing to laugh at. Bank of America pointed out the indicator has flashed 11 sell signals since 2002 and has a quote unquote hit ratio or a measure of accuracy of 100%. I just want you to get into that so people understand what that means, because it's a very powerful statement in regards to the financial stability of the U.S. economy. And once you speak on that, then I'm going to just touch on the other couple of things that I posted in the thread. But I really want you to speak to that. Go ahead, brother. I'll wait, and you know, yeah, I'll give you a chance.
I definitely will. And then, Roz, I reloaded, and I did see all of the ones that you posted, and I'm going to carry those on Monday because there's some really good ones that are there from the ones that you posted, and very, very important. Now, what Roz was talking about with the bull and bear market signal, and let me tell you what's happening. Right now, the S&P and everything else is going up. This is why they're coming out with their warning. Here's why they're doing it. Because they came out with their warning, and then they overall push the market up so it will go up, so that when it does collapse, or if it does collapse in April, in May, or in February and March, which it very well may do because of this reason only, because as soon as the Olympics is over, a major event is going to happen, either towards the end of the Olympics, right before the Olympics start, and then right after. And what happens is that once the crash completely happens, then they'll come back and they'll say, guess what, we told you that this was going to happen. You didn't listen to us then. Now you better listen to us now, and this is what you should be doing. And guess what a lot of people will do? They'll follow what they say. Whenever they say go left, you go right. Whenever they say go up, go down. And we had talked about, I had talked about this maybe a month ago, about my overall plans with the market before a lot of this was coming out, was said the Olympics is the key. After the Olympics is over, I wouldn't be surprised if all the bullets are going to be flying, and I'm going to position myself accordingly for that. So, in my opinion, this confirms what they were saying, because what's going to happen is that they're pushing the market up right now. And then when the market completely crashes, they can come back in and say, see, you didn't listen to us before. And by the people not listening to us, we need to regulate this even more. And we need to have what Jamie Dimon says that we should have had a while ago. Complete fascist control. That's what they're after. And how they're going to get it is they're going to bring the pain, so the everyday person in this country and everyday person will say, just give it to them, just make the pain stop. We don't have any food, we can't afford food, we don't, whatever they, just end this. And then they're going to say, okay, well, we have a solution for you, and here's what's going to be. You're going to work longer and harder and get less. You're going to have to pull up your bootstraps and we're going to have to work and make this country great again. We're at war. We need you. And you're going to have to give up some things. We're going to have to fight for our end, everything else, and all that other. So they worked you to death. So that's just my opinion, Roz. So, Roz, go ahead with your next one or whatever it was you had that you wanted to add. Wait, hold on, Roz. I think we got one more caller. In queue, let me see how much time. We got time. Go ahead. Go ahead, Roz. And then we're going to go to a caller out of South Carolina.
No problem. I was going to say, the higher that the market goes up, the crash is going to be bigger and bigger. And what they're leading towards is the most catastrophic crash that we've ever seen. And that's why I wanted you to speak on that. The last thing I wanted to speak on before I let the other caller come on is this article, which I find to be what we're going to see more of as they transition to a cashless economy. This one is from thehackernews.com. Yikes, three armed men tried to rob a Bitcoin exchange in Canada. And I'm going to read the blurb. As many non-tech savvy people think that Bitcoin looks like a gold coin, as illustrated in these stock images, perhaps these robbers also plan to rob a cryptocurrency exchange thinking that way. All jokes apart, We saw one such attempt on Tuesday morning when three armed men with handguns entered the offices of a Canadian Bitcoin exchange in Ottawa and restrained four of its employees. They held them at gunpoint. They took one person and tried to force him to facilitate a Bitcoin transaction to an address. So you're going to see that. They might run up on you, put that nine to your gut, and tell you, yo, go to that ATM, put this Bitcoin address in there, and transfer all your Bitcoin. I'm going to blow you out. That's what they're starting to do. So people who don't think Bitcoin is worth anything, understand the same way back in the days, you know, when I was growing up in Brooklyn, you know, cats were getting murdered for not having enough money for the crackheads. If one guy got murdered for a quarter, one guy in East New York got murdered because all he had was a nickel and they wanted to get their crack. So this is what's going to start happening on a global scale. And especially with these white heroin addicts, New York is full of them now. The homeless white population is skyrocketing in the New York area. So be prepared because this is what's coming. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Great show, my brother. Thanks for all that you do. I love you. I love Scotty. And I'll mute my line.
My man, Roz. And so, we're going to carry those articles that you posted. And just before we come on the show, because I don't always get to do it, I'll refresh my screen so I can see if there's some news. I thought I did that, but I didn't see those until you said it. Glad. And there's some real good articles. Phenomenal. Let me just say this real quick. I better not say that. No, I won't say it. But I'm going to just say this. See, this is what ignorance does. You're going to go rob a cryptocurrency. Oh, my gosh. Boy. So very, very, very important. Well said, Roz, as always. Got another caller in queue out of South Carolina. I believe his brother or sister Davis. So we want to go to them. Brother or sister Davis, what say you?
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend. What's going on, Brother Davis?
First, I want to spend my warmest appreciation for my wife for covering for me the other day on Wednesday.
Yes.
And I also wanted to comment on tonight's show. We felt that black people fail to realize that they don't have the luxury of ignorance anymore. The sad part about it is by the time they wake up, they're going to be already so victimized that even rebuilding themselves is going to be a greater task because the pressure and the measures and the stress is going to be multiplied. The focus date, I want you to clear this very clearly, is going to be March 1st. Why March 1st? Because they're going to devalue what they call the monetary fund by taking the dollar off being the currency of choice. But here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make the SDR the currency of choice in order so that all of the major high-value transactions are done with the SDR. So will that affect us on our daily lives? Absolutely, because we will not be dealing with the SDR on a regular basis, but it will devalue the American dollar so much the inflation will have to kick in. And when it kicks in, they're going to literally leverage that in order to get the economy and the populace to do as Dave said. But we don't have to be victimized by that. Why? Because in reality, we can start doing things now that position us to be able to operate on the world market. But if we're not doing that, then we subject ourselves to how they want to run the United States according to the plan that they've already laid down for you. I'm working on a few things right now that I'll expose over the next 3 or 4 weeks. Definitely before March 1st, that's going to help people understand how to be able to expand with a little of an investment that is not going to be a burden to them, but could have the knowledge to be able to build to a larger scale. But we have to understand this, first of all. This transfer is a part of a pre-designed plan to be able to maintain control of the world financial market. It's not going to work. That's why the SDR, when it was introduced, they had to bring all of these other countries into it because they want these other countries to submit to a concept that they've already prepared themselves by harboring precious metals to leverage their way out of it, whether it works for the United States or not. But believe me, control the world, where the small people, not just black people, small people, are beginning to understand that we all in the same boat. The results of what's going to happen ain't going to just hurt one people. It's going to affect everybody. So believe me, this is going to be intricate. It's going to be interesting. And those who are not prepared are going to be very, very seriously victimized. I just want to hand that to your show, Dave. Great show, brother. As usual, I'll get back into the queue.
So true. Scotty, real quick, do we have, Scotty, if you can, do we have another show coming on after Tando? Let me know, Scotty. So what we're going to do is, I had cut Roz. I know Roz
I'm sorry,
had one
Dave.
Other.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Scotty?
No, usually there's a show to come on at 9 o'clock, but they did a pre-recorded and it's going to be issued as a podcast. So there's nothing coming on after you.
So can we run a little over, like 10 minutes over or 5 minutes over?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Great. We're going to go through. Okay. So we got another caller in queue. I'm going to go to Thomas and then I'll go back to Roz right after that. Welcome, Thomas. What say you, brother?
Peace, Dave. Peace, Lars. Peace,
brother. Peace, my
Lars.
Brother. Peace.
Scotty, I got you next week. I get my first check from this new job on the 31st. I will be joining the job and making a contribution as well as promised before the month ends. But it'll be on the 31st, my brother. And I listened to the podcast.
We appreciate it.
Yes, oh, definitely. And it's going to be reoccurring as well. You know, you got to invest in your social network, and I think that that's important. What he put out today when he was talking about the people who contributed to the Kaepernick thing, that was a really good little video. I'm glad that you told me the other day that you had a YouTube because I, you know, subscribed to it, and now I get the videos as well as, you know, the podcast. But, man, I mean, it's like five, six people who, you know, we invested a lot of money into some of these people. So it's good to see them give back. I'm looking at the NBA all-time top salaries, and I'm just, like, disgusted that none of these people are putting any money into stuff. I mean, you know, Kevin Garnett, $300-something million in salary, just salary, not endorsement. Kobe up to 300, Shaq 280-something. I mean, but Kobe's not American. He's an Italian. But either way, you know, we invested a lot of money in Kobe over the years. We invested a lot of money in them sneakers. And I just feel like these people are doing us dirty, and we really need to watch what we pay a lot of attention to. As per what you were saying, Dave, I would just say this as a warning to people. And I'm just going to put it blunt. If this economy crashes, the first people white people going to blame is us. We need to prepare for that. They're going to be, when their back's against the wall, first thing they do is go get some niggers. You know what I'm saying? And I just hate for that to happen. But they're going to rally together and try to get whatever they can get from us. If it's a shortage of things, and it's unfortunate, and it's going to happen if this is the key. So be very careful to everyone. Peace to you guys. Have a nice night, and I'll mute my line. Thank you.
My man Thomas, thank you for the contributions. All contributions are greatly, greatly appreciated, and I also appreciate you all, your all input in how you see things and what you bring to the overall dialogue, which is so important. You know, Brother Davis, Roz, and Thomas, you know, said some very critical things, and I think we need to reevaluate everything. And just before we go to Roz, let me just say this about Brother Davis brought up the SDRs, and Brother Davis is very correct. The SDRs is going to be for the major global, the actual sovereign wealth funds or the sovereign nations engage in SDRs. SDRs is not something that actually is transferred to the peoples in their special drawing rights, okay? It's a part of the IMF.
And this is the IMF is where they go and they steal resources from countries and to use to you know, to facilitate their overall agendas. So with the SDR, the SDR is now diluting and pushing out the U.S. so that all major deals and everything else is going to be facilitated by those members of the SDR that continue to provide for. One of the things is the IMF is moving its overall headquarters to Beijing. Where's his headquarters right now? His headquarters is always in the major country that is making this highest contributions or donations to it, because they don't have any money themselves, the currency themselves. So who's making the biggest contributions? Who is actually facilitating them getting what they get? So it was the U.S. It was their headquarters is not far from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's going to Beijing. Why is it going to Beijing? Because China came into the package in October of 2016, and that basically meant the U.S. was going out. So just wanted to say that. Well said, Brother Davis. Greatly appreciate you. Well said, Thomas. Greatly appreciate you. Want to go back to Raj. He wanted to say a couple of things more before we get out of here. Go ahead, Raj.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Peace to Brother Thomas. Of course, Brother and Sister Davis, the Empress did a phenomenal job, and I'm so thankful for her and so grateful for her insight. That feminine energy is immense and powerful, and I love every minute of it. Yeah, two things. North Korea. I'm just going to speak of an African proverb that I said before. It's one of my favorites. If there is no enemy within, an enemy without cannot harm you. That is what you're seeing with North Korea. They're making sure that there are no enemies within, so that the enemy without that's been stoking the flames of beef between those two countries can no longer have the effect they had. Black people, get on your grind. Let's make it happen. We should be thinking the same way. Second thing, Brother Davis, he elucidated on something really powerful too. He talked about us getting our knowledge base up and making changes to our function so that we can be in a position of advantage and less abused in the system. And that's another African proverb. By the time the black man, the African, learns the rules of the game is over and everybody already going home. So if we can get on this early, we can put ourselves in a position where we will be less abused. And if we can create that nationwide network that we're building with the RDP summit and we're able to do these types of things, we'll be able to set up our own network independent of their system. I almost said a bad word, their system, in order for us to really put ourselves in a better position. So let's learn the rules of the game early. And let us be ahead of the curve, and let us be going home by the time everything hits the fan. Thank you so much, Brother Dave. Peace and love to you and to everyone who's listening and who's called in.
Much love, much respect to you all. So, hey, everyone, great show. And I greatly appreciate you all. And I want you to, whatever you do, whatever you have, put aside some of it for you to save in real money and save in real assets. Real money is food. Food is money, but it's not the most perfect form of money, but it is money. Okay? Water is money, but it's not the most perfect form of money. You should be having that. Make sure that you are preparing for what's happening, because you are going to use this, and not only that, you are going to be critically important in your geographical area where you are, because the ability to be able to conversate and to commune and to support will be very much so hindered or impossible at all. And you need to be ready for that and already have a strategical plan as how you're going to function in that type of society, because it is definitely here. Just want to say thank you all to those of you that listen. Thank you to all of our callers, Brother Roz, as always, Brother Davis, as always. And yes, Sister Davis did what Sister Davis always does. She comes with the queen on the throne, and we greatly appreciate her. My man Thomas, as always, great input and everything else. Scotty, thank you for you. And once again, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. My brother my wise counsel, Brother Bragg, if you would be so inclined to chime us out. But thank you. Much love, much respect. Peace, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.